What's up, everybody? This is Neil Real, and this is Let's Please God, the ministry that helps you get right with God. Today, we're on episode 72, and we're talking about guarding against Gnosticism. Gnosticism comes from the Greek word gnosis, which means knowledge. Gnosticism teaches that a person can elevate him or herself to the proximity with the divine or Jesus through study and scholastic understanding, passing through levels of perfection as a person's knowledge increases. In Gnosticism, knowledge is God. Gnosticism also teaches that closeness to God is limited only to the select few who could obtain it intellectually through long studies. This contradicts what Jesus taught when he said that those closest to God were the poor and simple who were justified by faith alone. Matthew chapter 5 verses 3 and Ephesians chapter 2 verses 8 through 10. So, when I read that definition of what Gnosticism is, most so-called believers, Hebrews, Christians, etc., will say, well, that's not me. You know, I'm not trying to ascend to a higher consciousness or trying to be in proximity with the divine through studies and stuff like that. The reason why I'm talking about guarding against Gnosticism, because Gnosticism is basically, you know, knowledge is God, or I'm safe because I know something. You're caught up in knowledge to the point to where you think you're safe with God. You're cool with God. Okay, so what I'm saying is to guard against a form of Gnosticism. All right. And in this age, these latter days, we are in the age of knowledge. In the book of Daniel, chapter 12, verses 4, it says knowledge will increase in those days. So we're in those last days. The internet is the knowledge gateway. We have access to everything. And what I'm trying to teach people today is that, or warn people today, is that you can really get to thinking that because of what you know, you're safe and you're okay with God. All right. I want to be clear. This time allotted on this earth is for us to be transformed into the image of Christ. Romans chapter 8, 28 and 29. So it talks about that. Be conformed into the image of Christ. That's what God wants for you. In Titus chapter 2, verses 11 and 12, it says, the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching them to say no to ungodliness and to live upright lives in this present age. The grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching them to say no to ungodliness and to live upright lives in this present age. So this time frame that we have available for us, this life, is for us to learn to say no to unrighteousness and to live upright lives in this present age. That's what this life is about. But what Satan likes to do is sidetrack us with information and knowledge, which is really good information. And one of the attributes or goals of the Holy Spirit is to guide us into all truth. So you'll be guided in the truth and you'll be thinking, this is a good thing because this is what God wants for me. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And so you'll say this is a good thing, but Satan likes to keep you in an area where you're just learning truth, but never being transformed by it, never being conformed into the image of Christ. And so what I'm trying to warn you today is that it's about transformation. It's about knowing the truth, but being transformed by the truth. Your moral character is becoming more like Christ. You're not doing the same sins you did in the past. You know, this whole ministry is about pleasing God. You please God by having faith, and faith leads to obedience. And so, are you obeying God more today than you did in the past? Are you more humble today than you were in the past? This is what I'm trying to get at. Because when we talk about Black Hebrew heritage, when we talk about the true descendants of the biblical Israelites, that they are Black people who've been dispersed and descendants of slaves in this country, in America, and across the world, people can get caught up in that. People can get caught up in discovering all the lies that the false church has taught them, the Catholic Church, the Protestant Church. Then once you get more truth, you realize there's a system of people, the synagogue of Satan, that's running the world, and they're doing things to orchestrate people's lives and destroy lives and different things like that. The earth is flat. Government conspiracies, fallen angels, demons, hard Bible passages. People can, you can get caught up in this stuff and think that because I'm reading the Bible, because I'm learning the truth, that I'm okay with God. That's what I'm trying to say here. You're not okay. You just know stuff. If your life isn't being changed to where you're more like Christ, then you are in danger. And so that's what I want to stress today. And I've been stressing this since I started this ministry, because I've come across this so many times. These people that helped me early as I was leaving the false church are still talking about the same dirt in the false church, to where they got whole sites just dedicated to another false pastor being exposed, another false teaching in the church that's being exposed. And that's all they focus on. And people gravitate to that kind of content because it's about somebody else's dirt and not their own. They don't want to hear about how they're bad and they need to change, how they have unforgiveness in their heart, how they're unkind, how they're stubborn and don't want to follow directions, obey God, how they don't love their wife, how they don't want to submit to their husband, how they are still unkind and still being dishonest and lying, or are disrespectful. They don't respect everybody. Nobody want to deal with their personal issues and what God is trying to expose to them. But when it comes to the dirt of somebody else, the Illuminati, government conspiracies, what the false church has lied about, stuff like that, they all into that. And they think because they're near the Bible, because they're opening up the Bible and looking at fallen angels and demons and reading the Apocrypha and some of the extra Bible books, they think they're close to God. They think that they're all right with God because they're surrounded by scriptures. They're studying scriptures, things, but they're not transforming. Okay, so Satan can have you in this loop where you're just getting more and more information, but you're not going nowhere. And so that's what I wanted to stress today. Jesus said this to the Pharisees, and this is to the black Hebrew Israelites today who think because they know the correct name of God and they know all this information. This is what Jesus said. John chapter 5, verses 39 and 40 says, "You search the scriptures, for in them ye think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. And ye will not come to me that ye might have life." So he was telling the Pharisees, y'all all in the books. Y'all got all the books out, thinking y'all got salvation in the books, that you have eternal life just because of what you know. And he's saying they testify of me. Salvation is in Christ. Salvation is being conformed to the image of Christ, being like Christ. He's the one that's going to give you life, not knowledge. Knowledge is not going to save you. Now, the Bible says that my people perish for lack of knowledge, meaning specifically Israelites. But anybody, if you don't know stuff, you could perish for that. So it's important to know. I'm not against knowledge. I'm not against exposing darkness and the evils of this world. But we must be transformed by the truth of God as well. We can't just be all knowledge and no transformation. All right. So I want to be clear. I'm not hating on anybody's studies, you know, the name of God or, you know, the continued revelation of what the church has falsely taught us, things of that nature. I'm not against none of that. I'm just saying that we must be transformed as well. Your character must be becoming more and more like Christ. Okay. You have to becoming more and more humble. You got to becoming more and more humble, patient, strong, fearless, bold. These are all the characteristics that come as you mature. So that's what I encourage you all to do. It's too many people that they say they know, you know, how the world works now and all this stuff, but their life is just not reflected of Christ. You know, and it bothers me because they're deceived. And I don't want to see people going to the lake of fire thinking that because they had the scriptures, but they didn't know Christ. You know, they didn't build a relationship with him and be transformed. That's what God wants to fix. He want to fix us. He's saving our soul. That's what this time on this earth is for. If you're still alive, it's because God wants to save your soul. And he's doing it through a transformation inside. He's exposing things inside your soul. And saying, "I don't like that, I don't like that, I'm going to change that. If you work with me, we're going to change that in your soul." And all you have to do is say, "Okay, God, I see this ain't right in me. I want this to be changed. I want this to be fixed." And through Bible study, through washing of the word, through yielding to the Spirit and walking in the Spirit and practice and confession and forgiveness, that sin is washed away. Those behaviors and things that are built up in your flesh or in your body are cleaned out, and you begin to walk righteously. When you don't do the certain things you did in the past before. So that's my talk for today. I just want to help you and encourage you to stay on track with God. Don't get sidetracked with sidebar information. Hard to understand scriptures. Talking about Melchizedek and fallen angels and demons and the earth is flat and government conspiracies, the Illuminati, Hebrew heritage, all the false teachings of the Catholic Church and the Protestant Church. And, you know, it's good to know all that stuff. And I know a lot of that stuff. But I stay on track with the Lord. I make sure that my relationship with him is right. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, didn't we do X, Y, and Z in your name and perform miracles and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, he says in the scriptures. He say, get away from me. I never knew you. That doesn't mean that he don't know you, because God is all knowing. He knows everybody. But he's saying you didn't have a relationship with me. You didn't build an intimate relationship with me. Instead, you were working iniquity. You were in sin. So you could be born again. You can have the gift from the Holy Spirit that empowers you to do miracles. You can cast out spirits. These are only possible through being born again. But he's saying, if you practice sin, you're not going to get in with me. You're not going to be accepted into heaven with me. You will not inherit eternal life. So I encourage you all, make sure you're right with God. On a daily basis, when you go to sleep at night, confess your sins. Make sure you're right with God. Do not think that because you got knowledge that you're all right. I know stuff. I know the truth. I'm fine. No, you're not. So that's all I got for you. Until next time, walk in the Spirit. If you're not born again, read the gospel, accept it, and be blessed.